The Cavs will likely be making some changes ahead of tomorrow's NBA trade deadline. The struggling team posted yet another embarrassing loss last night. It was 116-98 to the Orlando Magic, and the Cavs blew a 21-point lead. But the problems appear to go beyond what's happening on the court. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, you say most of the drama surrounding the Cavs centers on the relationship between its owner and its biggest star.
When LeBron James came back, there was a big meeting in 2014 to make that happen between Dan Gilbert and then LeBron and LeBron's advisors. LeBron hadn't signed with the Cavs. He's a free agent. He wanted to come home, but remember, there was all this bad blood between him and Dan Gilbert. So now it's almost like this couple have been together. They got divorced. Now they're saying, can we move back in together?
Okay.
The idea was these two guys don't particularly like each other. Knew that they needed each other to win a title in Cleveland. That was the one common goal they had. Mm-hmm. But that laser focus on that one thing, make history, because they were making history here. Mm-hmm. You know, the first Cleveland Cavaliers team ever to win a title, the first Cleveland big-time sports team to win a title since the 64 Browns. And so what then became is, you know, last year they lost in the finals. This year they keep changing their roster, and the team's just slogging along. Meanwhile, LeBron doesn't think that the front office is doing its job. Another thing that happened in there is David Griffin, the general manager, who put the winner together, he and Dan Gilbert got into a personality conflict, was fired in the summer.
Right.
I mean, when the coach was battling one of the players, he was like, let's sit down and talk about it. Or LeBron's unhappy with something going on with ownership. Maybe LeBron doesn't want to talk to Gilbert directly. He would talk to Griffin. Griffin would talk to Gilbert. Now, the general manager took over for him is a guy named Kobe Altman. He's only 35. He's not as experienced as David Griffin. Griffin was respected by the players in the NBA. He's kind of an NBA lifer. So that, I think, is a missing piece here, and that has allowed a lot of these little things to become big things. And so in the meantime, you could tell LeBron doesn't think that maybe ownership is doing all it should or the front office is. The front office is looking at LeBron, who's played like garbage in many of the games since Christmas, where sometimes the fourth quarter is almost like checked out. Mm. And they're going, well, he's not leading the way he should. And my sense, and from talking to people, is the key figures in this.
LeBron James and Dan Gilbert.
These guys need to talk.
Okay. And you suspect they probably haven't.
Not directly. I'm told no, they haven't. Because I think if they had, things would change. Somebody would say, LeBron would say, I sat down with Dan or whatnot. So they do need to do that. And then also, then they have to figure out, you know, some things to do with the roster. The trading deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. I anticipate the Cavs are going to do something. I don't know what. But that's when you look at what's behind this. Players not getting along. Mm-hmm. Coach Tyronn Lue really struggling. A lack of communication between LeBron and the owner. And you could say, well, all players are the same and they should give me a break.
LeBron James is not in just some player category.
No, he's the franchise. You need to sit down with him and say, okay, here's what's going on. We need to have another meeting like we had way back in the beginning. And maybe kind of, well, they say, you know, redefine the relationship. How about that?
Yeah. How would you imagine that meeting going now?
Well, here's what you would get. Dan Gilbert would say, well, it would help me in terms of making moves if I knew you were going to come back next year. Can you commit to me for next year? LeBron would say, I can't commit to you to next year until I see what moves you're going to make to make us better.
Okay.
So you got it?
Yeah.
In the meantime, you could just feel the tension on the floor and see it.
Well, and all the rumors from LeBron James considering going to play for Golden State Warriors next season.
That one was silly, but yeah, but there are other, right.
To Dan Gilbert selling the team. I mean, it's everything.
And now on the Gilbert selling the team, I mean, I actually looked into that and talked to people directly involved, and he actually has been buying out some of the minor owners. See, Dan Gilbert owns about 75% of the team. Gordon Gunn, who he bought the team from, still has about a 15% stake. Mm. And there's a whole bunch of other people with little pieces and crumbs of the pie. And he's just bringing in more of these crumbs into his thing. So I don't believe he's in the mood to sell.
But meanwhile, he needs to get his star basketball player to the table.
He does. And they both need to look each other in the eye like they did back in 2014 and say, all right, if we want to move forward together, what's it going to take? We just need soap opera music behind all this.
Right. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about the likelihood the Browns could land Super Bowl MVP quarterback Nick Foles.